USA News, I'm Dave Collins. A preliminary agreement between Israel and Hamas has been reached regarding the release of hostages. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller addressed the ongoing negotiations.
We are hopeful to have some good news for the hostages and their families. We're hopeful we can start bringing some of them home.
The proposed deal involves a multi-day ceasefire with approximately 50 Israeli and international hostages set to be freed in stages, followed by additional releases. Additionally, the agreement includes the exchange of Palestinian women and children currently detained in Israel for hostages held by Hamas. Thanksgiving travel disruptions may arise due to the severe storms and snow. The National Weather Service Prediction Center, in a post on X, highlighted two primary storm systems impacting the U.S., with a particular focus on the south and east coast. Anticipated weather conditions, including heavy rain and thunderstorms along the coast extending to the mid-Atlantic, with the possibility of a wintry mix in the New England area. Following a landslide in southeast Alaska on Monday night, one person has died and others are currently missing. The Department of Public Safety reported that three homes were in the path of the landslide. Authorities are cautioning people to stay away from the area to mitigate the risk of additional landslides. Hollywood talent agency UTA has parted ways with actress Susan Sarandon following her anti-Jewish remarks at a pro-Palestinian rally in New York City on October 7th.
There are a lot of people that are afraid of being Jewish at this time and are getting a taste of what it feels like to be a Muslim in this country, so often subjected to violence.
The 77-year-old Oscar winner's comments, particularly about people fearing being Jewish, led to her dismissal from UTA, with reports suggesting that several staffers at the agency were deeply affected by her statements. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
More American voters support funding for security along the U.S. southern border than for foreign conflicts. That's according to an NBC News national poll that found 74% of voters supported more funding for security at the U.S.-Mexico border. Meanwhile, 58% supported more funding for humanitarian aid to Gaza, while 55% backed more military aid funding for Israel. As America moves about the country this holiday weekend, flying might be a better experience this year than previous years. Lance Pry explains.
The Thanksgiving holiday rush is underway at airports across the nation, with 30 million travelers expected to fly by the week's end. You can also check the wait times for your airport online, but the rule of thumb this holiday season is to arrive at the airport at least 2 hours ahead of your flight. The TSA is better prepared this Thanksgiving than years prior, with a nearly 2% increase in staff nationwide.
A manhunt is underway in Colorado after a suspect shot three people to death. Police believe a neighbor dispute led to yesterday's shooting near West Cliff, southwest of Colorado Springs. Deputies found two men and a woman dead in a wooded area. Theaters are preparing for a busy Thanksgiving weekend. Disney's new animated film Wish and the historical drama Napoleon from director Ridley Scott headline the new releases hitting movie screens. Wish is expected to bring in $45 million, Napoleon about $22 million. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.